BBC News, independent and impartial.
The police minister announces their readiness for the SONA and studies reveal the real reasons behind load shedding.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulzer. Police Minister Bheki Cele says more than 2,000 law enforcement officers have been deployed to provide security ahead of President Cyril Ramaphosa's State of the Nation address this evening. The deployment consists of SAPS, the city's Metro Police, and traffic officers. Cele addressed a National Joint Operational Intelligence Structures gathering at the Castle of Good Hope in Cape Town.
Today is to make sure that everybody is safe, the precincts are safe, the guests are safe, everybody is safe. The emphasis will be forever with women and children. The question that I'm not going to answer is how many forces that are there. There are many. As we speak on the field, there are more than 1,000. When the president speaks, there will be more than 2,000 on the ground.
Maintenance backlog and aging infrastructure are not the real reason behind the spike in load shedding. That's according to a study conducted by Primer Research. After going through company documents, it discovered that maintenance was up to date and in some cases even exceeded targets. A coal plant has a 45-year lifespan and the average age of the Eskom fleet is only 29 years. Primer Research Director Shamil Ishmael explains the real reason behind unplanned maintenance and resultant load shedding.
You will find that the most experienced / older staff would be leaving because of the pension fund being sufficient to provide for them, whereas the younger staff members may be compelled to stay because of they don't have any other option. Now, they are not incompetent. It's just that they are not as experienced as the teams that ran those plants in the past. So we are not saying they are unskilled. It's just that you've lost a lot of experience over the past 2 years. And in fact, management acknowledged that in a recent interview.
Chairperson of the EFF in Gauteng, Mandisa Mashego, says Adam Katsavelos should be sentenced to 10 years imprisonment for his racist rant. Mashego was testifying in the Randburg Magistrates Court north of Johannesburg during sentencing proceedings in Katsavelos's crimen injuria case. The case follows a self-recorded video in which Katsavelos utters the K-word multiple times while on holiday in Greece in August 2018. Sasha Naidu reports.
In a scathing testimony, the EFF's Mandisa Mashego says Adam Katsavelos needs to face